Chapter 2. The Face Behind the Shutter. Janet had no sooner hopped out of bed the next morning than she flew to the window to examine Benedict's Folly by broad daylight. In the streaming sun of a June morning, the dingy old mansion certainly bore out the truth of Marcia's mysterious description. "Gracious, I should think that you would have been interested in it from the first," she exclaimed. "Interested in what?" yawned Marcia, sleepily opening her eyes. "Benedict's Folly, of course. Let's see," went on Janet, who possessed a very practical, orderly mind. "From your story last night, it seems that there must be two people living there. But look here, how did you know, Marcia, that it was another old lady that you saw that night when the shutter blew open?" "Why, for several reasons," answered Marcia. "In the first place, the one who goes out is short and slight. The one sitting in the chair is evidently large and rather stout, and different somehow, although I didn't see either of their faces. And then it wasn't the lady in the chair who closed the shutter. She evidently never moved. So it must have been someone else." "Yes, it must have been," agreed Janet, convinced. "Queer that nobody seems to know about the second one. I wonder who she is, and are there any more? Go on with your story, Marcia." "No," said Marcia, "wait till we can be by ourselves for a long while. I don't want to be interrupted. Aunt Minerva's going out this morning, and then we'll have a chance." So later in the morning, the two girls sat by Marcia's window, each occupied with a dainty bit of embroidery, and Marcia began anew. "Well, after that rainy night, for several days, I didn't see a thing more that was interesting about the old house or the queer people who lived in it. I used to watch once in a while to see if the little old lady in black would go out again in the afternoon, as she did before, but she didn't. Then a day or two later, I did something that surprised even myself, for I hadn't the faintest intention of doing it. I had been taking a walk that afternoon, and I was just coming home, passing on the way the high brick wall of the Benedict house. It was just as I reached the closed gate that an idea popped into my head. You know they say that no visitors are ever admitted, and no rings or knocks at the gate are ever answered. Well, something suddenly prompted me to ring that bell and see what..."